Welcome to episode 4 of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Seitz, and today we're going to discuss commitment number 4 of how to be a high-performing sports parent. Coaches have a difficult, many times thankless job. At the youth sports and high school levels, coaches are undercompensated, if compensated at all, considering the amount of time and effort that they put into molding our young athletes not only to be successful in sports, but also in life. In many of these cases, the people who coach our kids are spending more time with our kids during the season than they even spend with their own children. As a parent, I believe we should appreciate the fact that other adults want to spend time helping our children develop as athletes and as people. We should embrace the coaches that challenge our young athletes to continue to reach for their maximum potential and push them to test the physical, mental, and emotional limits of themselves. You know, as parents, it's easy to complain about a child's playing time, their role on a team, the strategies a coach employs. But I believe these arguments ring hollow versus a backdrop of what a coach actually does on a daily basis to prepare the individual athletes and teams for success. One of my favorite short commentaries on coaching is talking specifically about coaching football. But change the days of the week and months that are stated in this commentary, and it will fit for any youth and high school sport. The commentary goes as follows. High school coaching. Everyone knows more than you and wants your job on Friday nights, but don't want the Saturday through Thursdays. And definitely don't want the January through Julys. I always like to consider this question when I think about youth and high school coaches. Do you believe a coach would willingly spend countless hours planning and preparing for practices and games only to undermine the opportunity to win and undermining the opportunity to do what they believe is best for the team? As parents, we may not always understand why certain decisions are made. But again, as parents, we're not there with the coach as they watch the practice film and game film. We're not there with the coach, seeing the players practice every day, watching the players' practice habits, knowing who works hard and who doesn't, who competes and who doesn't. And we are not there with the coach to see the way that each player fits in the team structure. In my years involved in sports, I have witnessed athletes who have tremendous ability. However, because they were not willing to sacrifice within the team structure or their personal style of play just didn't fit well with the team as a whole, they didn't get to fill the role that they as an athlete or their parent desired. But the key thing we have to remember in those cases, the coach is the one who has the responsibility to make the tough decisions. And as parents, we need to respect the decisions that are made. Commitment number 4. I will support the coach who challenges my athlete to maximize his or her potential. It's easy to get caught up in the emotional roller coaster that is a sports season. As our kids get older and the stakes increase, that roller coaster ride tends to become even more intense. And it becomes an even more difficult test of our child's emotional stability and their inner will. Our role as parents is to love our kids and support them through these challenges. However, supporting them effectively in a team environment is accomplished by placing that focus on helping our athletes work through the challenges themselves. As parents, complaining directly to the coach, an athletic director, or a school administrator about our kids' playing time or role on the team undermines the absolute opportunity that's there for our child to develop and grow as a person through sports and competition. To give our child the best, we need to take the time to actually help our child find the best way to work through these challenges. Doing it on their own with their teammates and their coaches. Always making sure that we show respect and support for the big picture of what the coach is trying to accomplish for the program our kids are involved in. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, a team's success is, to a large extent, dependent upon every part of a team pulling in the same direction. The parents in a high school team are a part of this because they have a direct and nightly influence on their young athletes. Unlike in college, high school athletes are at home every single night and have the opportunity to be either negatively or positively influenced by us as parents. When we follow commitment number 4, it doesn't mean we can't have an opinion. It doesn't mean that we can't disagree with the coach sometimes. And it doesn't even mean we can't express that opinion. But what it does mean is we need to do the expressing of that opinion in an optimal way and do it in a way that our feelings are being shared with a spouse, our friends, a confidant from outside the program. But all the while, we're making sure that we avoid a negative effect on our children, on our young athletes in these matters. If our coaches are challenging our kids to be better and to reach their maximum potential, we need to respect and support that from our coaches, even if it means that the playing time, the role, even maybe in some cases the exact ways that the coach goes about challenging our players doesn't necessarily go along with exactly the way we would do it. But if we allow our kids to work through these situations themselves, work through these challenges themselves, along with their teammates and their coaches, they will gain far, far more from the experience of playing sports, and it'll allow them to have a blueprint for what they can do to handle the challenges that face them as they move forward into adult life. Commitment number 4, I will support the coach who challenges my athlete to maximize his or her potential. And the immediate action is to show support and respect for the coaches when speaking with our athletes and avoid negativity that could impact the team chemistry. I really believe that we as parents play an important role in this, and I believe strongly that the best way we can make sure that our kids get the most out of their experience in sports, and we can make sure that competition truly does matter, and that they can take, as I just mentioned a little bit ago, what they learn in their time in sports into their adult lives, is to support the coaches who challenge our kids to reach their highest level of potential when it comes to not only playing as athletes, but challenging their mental side of the sport, to challenge their will, challenge their desire, and make them push themselves to their greatest limit they can get to. And if we do that, if we help them support the coaches that help them learn how to compete the right way and compete as hard as they can and push themselves and challenge themselves, then that will translate to a very positive effect as they move into adulthood. And again, they will have a blueprint. They'll have a way that they will know that they can handle those challenges that present themselves in other areas of life later. Thanks again for joining me on this episode of the Youth Sports Experience with Aaron Seitz. I encourage you again to check out my website at www.#competitionmatters.com and my social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you'll have the opportunity to either you can link up to that through my website, as I have links to each of my social media on each of my website pages, or you can find them with the Facebook page by searching under Competition Matters on Twitter. My handle is at Aaron Leon Seitz, #1, and on Instagram, I'm under #CompetitionMatters. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of the Youth Sports Experience with Aaron Seitz. I look forward to presenting more of these to you. I hope you get an opportunity to, hope you enjoy these and have the opportunity to subscribe to them. And I will continue to talk about what we can do to help our athletes get more out of the Youth Sports Experience. And go ahead now and make competition matter. Thank you and have a great day.